It is time for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our weekly check-in and question that we put out there designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. As always, the question is a great way to get started an interesting conversation either with the child in your life or any of your friends and family. And today I'm joined by two of my friends in the studio, Jack Carmichael and Allie Evans, two important members of our 97.9 The team. How are you guys doing so far this Wednesday?
Happy Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yeah. We'll be hearing from Allie even more later. But at the moment, Allie, the focus is Kids Q.
Okay, I got
Let's take a look at what the question of the week is. Ooh, okay, this is a good one. This is going to be tricky. All right, today's question is, what is the smallest thing you are grateful for? The smallest thing that you are grateful for. I do feel like I've been reflecting in this time of, you know, this last year of lots of turmoil in many ways that I'm grateful for many things, but I can't say I've thought of one specific, like, small detail I'm grateful for. Jack, do you have anything that comes to mind?
Well, yeah, I think this is kind of an interesting question because when I think hard about it, I start to realize that all these things that I think are little are actually kind of huge.
Yeah, that's I'm with you. That's the tricky part. That's the tricky part.
I'm personally, like, every day spending a lot of time listening to music these days, and I'm just always thinking about how grateful I am that basically any song that I want to listen to is just at my fingertips and playing in my ears in these little pieces of wireless plastic. And, I mean, even, you know, 20 years ago, that was just not a thing.
It was
this big hassle to have all of these physical copies of recorded music. And I take that so for granted that I try really hard to remember it as often as I can. It's kind of a big thing, but it's something that we don't think about a lot.
Yeah, an amazing example, and I think pretty often about how technology has changed so quickly. I feel like in media you typically have to. Right. I mean, just in terms of how we do things here at 97.9 The Hill, we are in a totally different place than we were just even a decade ago. As an institution in Chapel Hill, we're still evolving in many ways. And yeah, just not even just the being able to access the music, but I love the headphone component of it too. Because right. I mean, even 5-6 years ago, like when you talk about Bluetooth things, you're talking about that like little thing that's in your ear that we see the business people do, and we'd always make fun of them for being like, who are they talking to? Or it's like, I thought they were trying to have a conversation with
people.
Me.
Yeah. I really like that.
Well, yeah. But now, I mean, it's completely normal. You see somebody with AirPods and you immediately know, they're probably, they're listening to somebody, they're on the phone, something along those lines. That's a great little thing to be grateful for, Jack. Mm-hmm. Allie, have you come up with anything, a small thing to be grateful for?
The thing that I'm struggling with too is like what small means.
Yeah.
What in this context I think of small as something that I'm grateful for that I don't say that I'm grateful for enough, because it's like either implied that I have access to it, but that's not really what small means. So I'm struggling with what small actually means here. But the first thing that came to my mind is how easy it is for us to communicate with other people. Like social media comes to mind, but just given the last year, I don't know if I ever really took like a mental inventory of how easy it is to communicate with somebody, no matter how close they are to me or how sort of distantly tethered they are to me. Like, I'm able to keep up with people that I went to high school with, and I know the names of their children, and I know what they like to eat, and, you know, social media, for better or for worse, has really kept us so connected to people. And I think in the last year, I'm so grateful for it. And I wish I had paid more attention to my gratefulness before now, but I haven't seen my nieces and nephews who live down in Florida in 2 years almost, because it's hard to make time with them anyway. But then with all of this, it became even more complicated. But I can send my like 14-year-old nephew a text message or like Venmo him $10 or like, you know what I mean? So
or FaceTime him.
Or FaceTime.
Just,
yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I know that doesn't really qualify as small, but where my brain just sort of went was like, it feels like a small thing in your life, but maybe you have taken for granted how big it actually is.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm going with it. Just like the ease at which I can connect with people.
I think, I mean, that's a fantastic nomination and one that I think we're grateful for in many ways within the last year.
Yeah.
A great interpretation of it.
I think there are a lot of, I think what that has in common with the thing I mentioned is there's so many parts of our lives that to me feel like they've been here forever, mm-hmm. but everything is so very new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even just like electricity is like
it's true
in the last like 1,000th of humans existing, and we have that magic light that turns on when I press it,
or like even just being in like lockdown in our houses with mm-hmm. like Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and HBO Max and like every single streaming service, every movie you've ever seen in your life is probably accessible from your remote. So like mm-hmm. if we had been in lockdown without all of these amenities, it would not have been what it was. Like we all came out pretty easy in the grand scheme of things because we had access to just so many things and so much information to keep us up to date with what was going on. And
yeah,
I'm with you.
And not just entertainment and information, like necessities. You could just order things from Amazon. I mean, yes,
crazy.
There was a stretch where hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and certain things were kind of out of commission. But almost anything you would need, you could find out there with a click of a button.
Yeah.
Get it on your doorstep. Okay, so I think I'm going to take this in a slightly different interpretation. So I'm going to go with a small, maybe not the smallest thing, but a small thing I'm grateful for, which is something within something I'm already grateful for. So I'd recently adopted a cat.
I knew
her name is Enya. She is absolutely delightful. Had her just more than a month now. Mm-hmm. Adopted her from the SPCA of Wake County. Shout out to them. I am very grateful for Enya. She is just an absolute sweetheart. But I'm going to go for something that I'm smaller within what I'm grateful for in general with her is that she has never bitten me, which I know most, like, cats don't necessarily bite people all the time, but like this cat is so friendly and adjusted so quickly to living with me, living in my apartment, that I've never had an issue where she's been like aggressive or anything
awesome.
Like that. So I'm very grateful that transition has been so smooth because she's such a sweetheart. And I mean, even I've had cats that are sweet in the past, but they'll still bite you if you pet them the wrong way or like if you're not feeding them when they want to. Enya's not like that. I mean, she'll make sure that you are giving her attention when she wants attention, but she has not done anything like that. No biting or scratching or anything like that. So I'll say I'm grateful for that at the moment. We'll see how that progresses as we enter month two of our hopefully long-term relationship. But she's a delightful cat, and I'm definitely grateful for that little element of the relationship.
And that even
so far.
Like ties in with what my answer was, because I am very familiar with what Enya looks like because I've seen pictures of her, and we are Facebook friends.
Exactly.
I'm so glad that I know who she is because she does seem delightful.
Exactly. That's a great way to bring it full circle, Allie. Well, if you guys are with anybody in your life, a child or a friend that means a lot to you, family member, anything like that, and you want to ask them this same kids' cue, what is the smallest thing you are grateful for, be sure to let us know. We would love to see where the conversation goes and if you guys have any great answers. So be sure to share them with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And the way to make sure that we see it is tag us and also by using the hashtag #KidsQ. Allie Evans, Jack Carmichael, thank you guys so much for joining me again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brenton.